If the contagion does spread, there's a pretty good chance it'll reach Ireland. It's a country with high debt, and it boasts some of the lowest corporate and personal taxes in the developed world. But as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports now from Dublin, that system may soon come to an end.
I'm standing in the Grand Canal area of Dublin, a very beautiful sunny morning, sailboats bobbing in the water. There's kind of a mix of older industrial buildings here and a lot of very new contemporary office buildings that have sprung up here. I'm sitting here with Barry O'Leary of the Investment and Development Agency of Ireland. What are some of the companies that have located in this area lately?
Companies in the area here where we're sitting. Accenture would have a very large operation here. Facebook have just come. And across the river you have people like Citibank here. So
as he gestures toward the waterfront, O'Leary says foreign companies have come to Dublin lately for a lot of reasons, but a major one is taxes.
The low corporate tax rate is a very, very important part of the package of attractions that Ireland has to offer the multinationals. And we have found that that has attracted a good deal of new foreign direct investment to Ireland.
And it's not just corporate taxes that are low here.
What Irish governments did was really they cut all kinds of taxes.
Fintan O'Toole, a columnist for the Irish Times, says over the years, Ireland has cut taxes in a way that has endeared it to conservatives.
If you were working in Ireland, well, very large numbers of people were kept out of the tax net altogether. So if you were low paid, you basically didn't pay any tax. But even middle class people were paying what, by European standards, were pretty low rates of taxation.
But O'Toole says the downturn of the past few years has exposed some problems in Ireland's tax structure. The government depends heavily on consumption taxes, which have dropped off sharply. And partly because of government policies that encourage property development, Ireland has just been through a Las Vegas-style construction boom, and property tax revenues went through the roof. The government spent money like crazy, says Mark Fielding of the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association.
The unsustained property taxes that the government were taking was giving the government a false sense that this money is there to be spent and we can actually take this money in and there will be no end to it.
Now that the construction boom is over, tax revenues have slowed sharply and Ireland was left with a staggering budget deficit. The government insists it won't raise corporate taxes, but it has been forced to cut spending and raise wage taxes by about 4%. Fielding says the hikes have been painful but inevitable.
Our tax base was way too small for the economy, and too many people were not paying taxes. And again, of course, you'll have the social do-gooders saying, well, we can't afford to be taxing these people, but the facts of the matter are that without a tax base, then the economy just can't run.
Meanwhile, the construction boom that poured so much money into government coffers is over. Fintan O'Toole says thousands of empty houses and hotels litter the landscape. He says it calls to mind the 19th century when so many Irish people were forced to move away.
It's, you know, it's really sad to create that out of disasters like famines and immigration. It's really insane to create it out of a boom. So, out of prosperity, we managed to create all these empty houses, which have the same kind of ghostly presence on the landscape as the houses from the 19th century had.
The Irish government benefited from the boom, and it's having to figure out how to get by now that the boom is over. Jim Zaroli, NPR News. Thank you.